movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk TV and movies with our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com. You can read his stuff there. And we got a big football game coming up this weekend, but I'm sure there's other stuff to watch this week too, right, Nick?
100%. I mean, obviously, if anybody says the word sports ball at your sports Super Bowl party, please do the kind thing and just show them the door. Better yet, I would say spay and neuter them, but then again, pets don't say sports ball. They bark. The Super Bowl weekend's a great time to have a good time, you know, eat a bunch of food, drink a bunch of beer, yell about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs or the advertisements. We've got plenty of trailers coming up this week. If you're looking forward to seeing some new movie previews, we've been kind of in the doldrums these last couple of years when it comes to trailers during the Super Bowl for understandable reasons. But I'm pretty sure that I think there's something like 14 that are going to air during the big game itself, including ones for Fast X, The Flash, all the Marvel movies that are coming out this year, Scream, Indiana Jones 5. So if you're into that sort of stuff, well, good for you. You can watch it on the in the middle of the game and then yell about it on the computer afterwards.
Right.
But importantly, in our conversations about all this, we forget that this is a time of love, Kevin. This is a time of feeling, of peace, of passion, of romance, in fact. And a lot of our picks this week are going to center around that. We've got two movies, one of which is on streaming, one of which is in the theater, and then we've got a television show. I know it's a pretty rare occurrence on here, but this week in the theater, at least, we've got Magic Mike's Last Dance, where Steven Soderbergh returns to the franchise, the unexpected franchise that he helped make to propel to superstar status, starring Channing Tatum and all those wonderful male strippers out there, in the final tale of the Magic Mike trilogy, which features Magic Mike, Florida stripper, American hero, romancing Selma Hayek as they go out for one last premium gig. And you know what? I'm going to be real with you. I love these movies. Not so much the first one. The first one, which Soderbergh directed, is kind of lame. But the second one, Magic Mike XXL, that is a hell of a movie. I love that film.
Nice.
And it's perfectly funny. It's charming, sexy, got Kevin Nash in it for some reason. And, Diesel from the WWE, or WCW, I should say. And, I don't know what you could really hate about these films. So I don't think it'll be any as good, considering there are stakes once again. That's the best part about Magic Mike XXL, is literally nothing happens.
Right.
It's just dudes rock for 2 hours, and there's nothing better than that. But I'm still looking forward to it. Tatum's such an underrated star. He's a fabulous dancer. He's got a great sense of humor. And he's also, like, to throw around the auteur theory, he's also the leading creative force behind this film. So I'm excited to see what he's cooked up.
Nice.
That hits theaters on Friday. It was originally supposed to be streaming only, but then Warner Brothers merged with Discovery and fired all their previous management and moved this straight to theaters, where it belongs. Thank you. So, yeah. Up next, we've got a wonderful little Netflix comedy called Your Place or Mine, which is stars Reese Witherspoon, fresh off of doing her book club, and Ashton Kutcher as a pair of star-crossed lovers who are getting up there, not necessarily up there, but still like aging. Reese has a job opportunity in New York. They live in L.A. And Ashton Kutcher says, "Hey, I'll watch your kid for you while you go." It literally. Probably the most saint-like thing a man has ever done in order to romance a woman.
Right.
Let me watch your child for you while you go to New York and pursue your dreams. It's a romantic comedy. It looks pretty cute. It's a Netflix special. It's got star power, and hopefully you'll be able to still access it through your cousin, nephew's best friend's ex-wife. Netflix account by the time you hear this. That arrives on streaming this Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to say about that one. It's basically just a Hallmark movie with big budget stars.
Yeah,
and but I know there's a lot of people out there who love that, and God bless them, and I hope they enjoy it. And then finally, for all the people that are going to be alone on this Valentine's Day, we have The Flash, the final season of the CW Flash, not the film starring Ezra Miller.
Oh,
That's interesting. The reason why I'm saying this mainly is because I want to sort of offer a small memorial to the absolutely strange, bizarre world that was what they called the Arrowverse, which was the universe of DC Comics-related shows that were on the CW and that interconnected in thousands of different ways. Were they always good? Absolutely not. Were they occasionally really fun? Yeah. Were they pretty, ambitious? I mean, yeah, they did Crisis on Infinite Earths, which is one of the most wide-ranging, universe-spanning sagas in all of that comic lore on the small screen. And they pulled it off somewhat. And I give them plenty of credit for that moxie. And they've been steadily canceling every single one of these shows over the last couple of years. And this is the final one. It's the last season. You don't really need me to tell you what it's about. I mean, it's about the fastest man alive. He's doing special stuff and saving the day and fighting comic book villains and all that business. But just pour one out for it. You know, you're rarely going to see this level of ambition on basic cable, especially
right.
at the CW.
Yeah, with all the streaming and stuff. Yeah, it's rare to see that now. So that's
exactly.
That's good.
I mean, I miss it. You could just tune in on Thursday night and get a full 4 hours of stories.
Right.
Set in this little world. It's like picking up your comic books every Wednesday, your local New England comics or whatnot. That airs tonight at 9 on the CW. And, if you haven't checked it out yet, well, I believe everything's still streaming on HBO Max, and it might still be streaming on Netflix as well, which is, I know how 90% of the people who watched The Flash,
yeah.
Arrow, or Legends of Tomorrow watched those shows on Netflix.
Right. So if you haven't watched it, you can catch up and then watch it on the throwback version on the TV.
Yeah, exactly. I hear if you play it at 5x speed, you might actually be able to make it through. I'm pretty sure that's how The Flash watches all of his television shows anyway, so you could just be speedrunning it.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, so that's really it for this week. I hope everyone has a lovely Super Bowl and a lovely Valentine's Day. And importantly, we'll have a bunch of crazy stuff next week, because not only is it the return of the world's smallest hero to the multiplex, and no, I don't mean Superman's kid, but it is also probably the stupidest horror film that is ever going to see release hitting theaters next Wednesday, and I cannot wait to talk about it.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. That's fun.
Yeah, I know. I gotta say, if you really like honey and adorable animals, well, just don't go to the movies on Wednesday. Stay at home.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that next Wednesday. All right, Nick Johnston, Vanyaland.com. You can read his stuff there. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
See you then, Kevin.